it was a strong start by the new Saints, but they capitulated towards the end. It's 2-2 going into the second leg away at Kosovo. Konarski Nomads chat to come ahead of their game with Kilmarnock. But first, let's hear from Scott Rusko, the TNS manager, first.
Can't be too disappointed with the players because we had enforced substitutions, injuries. We also had players playing that haven't competed 90 minutes. Players coming in that have only come back to training 10 days ago. Look, all sorts of things happened in that second half. And compounded the two goals. Didn't think it was a penalty at the time, seeing it. Spence said it's come off his chest, so been a bit unfortunate there. But we've got to be more savvy in our defensive play. If we're not going to attack and we're going to be banked up, let's be harder to break down, and you know, let's do things that teams do against us, frustrate us, and make sure that they can't get balls into the box, because the ball's put into the box far too easily. And he scored from a position that we've highlighted, and that's the most frustrating thing. We're more than capable of getting away goals like we've done before. It's just getting the players up, make sure they believe we can do it as well. Because we've got a fantastic group of lads. Let's get them iced up and patched up and make sure that we're ready to train Friday properly, Friday and Saturday. And be still in the tie like we are. We're still in the tie. Yes, they've got two away goals, but we can score goals.
Let's get a reaction on that game at Park Hall with Mark Jonah-Jones. Looking so promising for so much of the game, wasn't it, Jonah?
Yeah, I think they took a 2-0 lead and, you know, looked comfortable. Weren't at their passing best, weren't at the way, the pace I think they finished last season. And I think the big part of that game, or big telling point, was when Marriott got injured. And they started fancying the long ball. They started fancying the diag from the centre backs or the goalkeeper or the right or left backs straight into the centre forward. And the two young centre halves were finding it difficult. And eventually, a cross has come in from the right hand side, and the centre forward scored to make it 2-1. And then a cross has come in. They've won the first header, and it's Simon Spender, I thought, on a waste. But there you are. They've given the penalty, but. Yeah, from 2-0 up, Mark, that is a disappointing result for TNS. You can't paper over the cracks.
And, yeah, you mentioned, obviously, the substitutions. One largely enforced, and that did sort of push them at a counter. Although there was a sort of early spurt from the Kosovans, wasn't there, when TNS got a goal. And it was always an element of you felt an away goal was coming from the Kosovans.
Yes, I did, because maybe once or twice we've seen the likes of Konarski Nomads trouble TNS with that big ball into the box. And if there's any way you would usually get at TNS, you might not out-football them. But it's the direct ball into the box, and I think they've sussed that out. And I was surprised when Nembhard came on. When he brought Josh Nembhard on, I was a little bit surprised that he went in the holding role and didn't join the two younger centre-backs. Maybe as a back three. Especially when they got the second goal, when Aaron put the second one in for 2-0, might have just tightened up a bit. But listen, it's 2-2. They're still in the tie. They look the better football side for me, TNS. But the Kosovans look like they just might fancy the long ball game. Not that long ball all the time, but they might fancy firing as many crosses as they can into the box and definitely asking questions of the TNS defence aerially.
It is going to be a defensive game this second leg, I think, isn't it? I mean, basically, if the Kosovans shut up shop and TNS can't get through, it's game over for TNS, and the Kosovans have done their job. And they've got to be wary now of a home crowd backing the Kosovan side, who will just want one goal to please them to ease through what will then be very comfortably over the two legs.
Well, like you said, the two leg goals, 88th minute and 91st minute, right? It's such a sickener for TNS. But it changed the whole complexion of the second leg, because had they gone out there 2-0 ahead, TNS, they could have gone, you know, stay behind the ball, hopefully played on the break. They might do that for the first 45 minutes. No one hopefully keep it for 0-0 and 2-2. But eventually, they got to go and be adventurous, TNS, which is a totally different game. They have the people in the, within their group. It's strange again, you know, 2-0 ahead, looking good. Greg Draper came off again. It's funny with Greg, he's such a talisman. And he's always, I like to see him on the pitch at most times. He's always capable of getting maybe a third goal as well. So I just think they might tidy up a little bit over, but they will be bitterly disappointed to chuck away a two-goal lead because it is an experience there. Like you said, the spine, Harrison, Aaron, Routledge and Greg. But then in the last quarter of an hour, of course, they had the two young centre-halves playing, one making his debut, and also they brought Greg off, so they brought, there was three sort of forced changes, or maybe to their usual lineup, and which made them a little bit vulnerable. So I'm sure the boys will patch, Scott and Evo will try and patch that up and go a little bit stronger. It's only 7 days time, by the way, but I still wouldn't put it past the New Saints there with their experience. Then of Europe, they could go out and get an away win. No doubt they've done it before, and the Kosovans might think it's, or they've done all the hard work already. But I can tell you, with TNS's European experience, they're not through yet.
I was going to say that's the final point we'll do about TNS, is that we have to remember back 12 months ago, and I think we cried wolf, or people cried wolf, a couple of times. After their first legs, they were very weak in the first legs of two or three games, if I remember rightly. But then they found an amazing spark in the second leg and took those ties. So actually, you have to wonder whether they've become a second leg side again.
Well, like they said, they were 5-0 down in the first leg last year, and they scored four, but the four was at home. So it's going to be a big ask this mark. There's no doubt about it. Like I said, let's don't tell no falseness about where they got a big. It's a big task now. Never mind what seed you are, to go away from Europe, where it's going to be where the Kosovan fans are going to be really excited by this away draw. It's going to be a tough ask for the New Saints, but like I said, they have it in the locker to get us a result. But it's going to be a real tough game.
Well, let's turn to the other team then that will be flying the flag in Europe for us. Not very far to go. They are playing at Rhyl in their first leg. And they're hosting Kilmarnock. Before we have our thoughts on that, Jonah, let's hear from Andy Morrison.
The competition reflects the best teams in European countries, so there is going to be no easy games. I looked at the odds today and we're 12-1, and that's the longest we've been at home. We went to Starbuck and we were 33-1, and we beat them 1-0. Helsinki was a big ask at home and we won that, so there's no reason why we can't achieve something quite remarkable, which we've done in the past, and that's what I'll be emphasising to the players. Do you know, you've done it in the past, so there's nothing to fear, but these are a very, very good outfit. Winning the game of football is a byproduct of doing a lot of things right, and I believe in them and they'll do it right, and if it's meant to be, it'll be. The game won't be lost through preparation or desire or will to win. It'll be down to the fact that Kilmarnock are a better football team than us, and that's the only way they'll beat us. And because if it comes down to a war, we'll stand toe-to-toe with anyone.
Well, I mean, Visit Scotland should sponsor Connorsky Nomad, shouldn't they? The amount of times that they've played a Scottish team or been up in Scotland this season, if there's one league we know about, it's them, isn't it?
Well, he always gets his own way, Morrison, don't he? He is Scottish anyway, and he's taking us up there regularly. Brilliant, lovely to see him back in again. Like I say, we were lucky enough, I was lucky enough to be at the final up in Inverness Cali when they were defeated in the Iron Blue final, and really enjoyed the experience. And I'm sure this is going to be much bigger, much better. They're playing a side who finished third in the Scottish Premier last year. Kilmarnock, Steve Clark's left them now to go and manage Scotland. A couple of things about Marcus, I'm sure they're the oldest professional club in Scotland. And the new man they brought in, this Angelo Alessio, he was assistant to Conte, the Chelsea manager. So, and in his first couple of weeks, he's brought in a lone goalkeeper from Juventus. So they're not going to stand. They're not going to stand still, Kilmarnock. They're looking out to push on for bigger and better things. So this is a big, big challenge for Connorsky. It's a little bit different to Iron Brew because there's so much money and, coefficient points and managers' jobs and players' jobs at stake in this game. So this is the biggest game, I would say, the Connorsky have ever played in.
And we've heard from Andy Morrison, so let's hear from John Disney.
Obviously going to be a team full of top class footballers, international footballers, but something that we're looking forward to is a group of players to test yourselves against these footballers, Scottish Premier League players, to test yourselves against these players. That's what you want to do when you set out as a footballer. You want to play against the top level players, and you know, they're playing in the top flight in Scotland, and yeah, bring it on. Let's test ourselves against them. Obviously, the manager's left at the end of the season. He did a fantastic job with them. Good, honest group of players. It's a new season, new manager. He's brought in a couple of players that we've seen today. But yeah, test ourselves against them and let's see where we are.
And it's already a sellout at Bellevue. There's no chance of getting a ticket. It will be live on Scotty or Facebook. So the crowd will be immense, and the crowd will be a mixture of Nomads and Kilmarnock fans coming down for a nice weekend on the North Wales coast, no doubt. But you're right, you've pointed out the issues here. You have a Kilmarnock side that haven't played in Europe since the late 60s, who will definitely want to prove themselves. You have a new manager. They have a new manager who will definitely want to prove themselves. They want what he won't want his first defeat to be in the Europa League. He quite clearly sees Kilmarnock as being a future Europa League side. So, I mean, the home leg is always crucial, but it's even more crucial now, isn't it? Because if you're not winning that leg, or you're not going, even with a score draw, is it too much of an ask to go away and win then?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Mark. Listen, I hope that Andy produces his team to put on an Andy Morrison performance, as we know, as we're accustomed to, all guns blazing, really going to have a bash at them. Don't stand off, especially at home. Yeah, you can get picked off and you can get beat 1-0, or you might get beat 2 or 3-0, and it'll be a big disappointment. But I'd really like to see them have a go. You know, make it physical. You've got some great players at Connors Quay. Sometimes we overstate the physicality on their side, but they've got some great footballers. Look, they got the Welsh Premier Footballer of the Year from last year, Michael Bacardi, playing on the wing. So he'll take a bit of looking after. They got great centre forwards and midfielders. So, you know, I really, really, really hope they have a go. And it's a big game. It's a big game for the Welsh Premier League. Were we to get a victory here, this could be one of the biggest results in the Welsh Premier League's history. Were we to turn over to Kilmarnock, Mark?
Absolutely. And look, they've not had a bad pre-season either, the Nomads. Going and playing Aberdeen over in Ireland and drawing that game and a couple of other good results. There's an intensity about Nomads pre-season this year, I would say, which was not totally there last season.
It's yet again, Mark, it just tells you the way this league has improved and the way that the league is being approached by teams, and Europe's being approached in a different manner as well. I think, you know, we mentioned on the last pod, I think they're being helped out maybe a little bit financially by the Welsh FA, but look, it's all positive. These boys are not going in now undersold before the game starts. Like you said, what better preparation can you have to play Kilmarnock than playing Aberdeen in a friendly and away as well? So, you know, they're laying things on a plate for them now. So I really do go and hope they produce. They had a great season last year. They might have felt at the end of the year they were a little bit table empty, but I don't think so. They had a fantastic year. And this, for me, if they were to get even a home win here, that would replace that Iron Brew Cup final victory, which I thought they could have won last year. This is as big as it gets for the Welsh Premier League, especially for Connors Quay. And I really hope they get the, you know, get up and get at them attitude down at Rhyl. If the Rhyl locals going back Connors Quay, I know there might be a bit of rivalry, but I hope they do go back them because they're great supporters up there. So get the North Walian supporters up there and get right behind Andy Morrison.
You know, a lot of Kilmarnock fans coming down, we have to say, and that's understandable. Great weekend away from them. The bars in Rhyl are just going to be cash loaded.
Yes, I bet they will be cash loaded.
Well, that's all from us for the time being. We'll be back very soon on this frequency. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark.